President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are in Texas today to address the National Rifle Association's annual convention. Tens of thousands of gun owners have come to Dallas for the event, and so have some advocates for gun control. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann is there. He joins us from Dallas. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Jerry.
And the NRA spokesman Jason Brown called this the premier Second Amendment celebration in the United States. But of course, it comes, you know, not long after the terrible school shooting in Parkland, Florida, and the national conversation about gun control. What's it like there today?
Well, you know, I have seen some protesters here, but really inside the convention center, it feels like a big celebration. You know, it's sort of like the Comic-Con event of guns. There's a lot of people here who love gun culture. They love gun products. People are here celebrating. There's country and music playing in the background behind me here. And, yeah, so the mood is actually pretty festive.
And who's there? I mean, other than the political figures that we talked about, who is there exhibiting at the NRA convention? Who's attending?
Well, a lot of just rank-and-file gun owners, people who love, you know, they hobby this stuff. They want to buy the coolest, latest products. And because of that, they're claiming about 15 acres of gun stuff on display. I've walked through it this morning, and it's just amazing. Every accessory, everything from clothing to sniper rifles available here. And so, you know, this is a sign that it's a cultural thing, it's a political thing, but it's also huge business.
And you mentioned a celebratory atmosphere. Does it feel that the NRA is coming into this very confident right now, or does what happened in Parkland, you know, reduce that at all?
I think it's certainly shifted the way that they're having to tell their story. But they're not only confident, I would say they're still combative. The posters that are up all around, you know, show very high-powered rifles, people with, you know, extremely sort of combative catchphrases. They know they're under pressure. They know that there are big new questions being asked by more people about the safety of guns. But the NRA does not show any sign right now of wanting to budge.
And are they likely to even address the issue of gun control?
Oh, they address it constantly. I mean, you know, just watching the sort of setup this morning, the speeches that were on video, you know, they address these calls for gun control. And there have been states around the country since Parkland that have passed pretty tough gun control laws. And so they're sounding the alarm, and they're saying that this is an attempt to break down our freedoms. They believe that gun rights are granted to them by the Constitution, and many people believe they're granted to them, you know, by God. This is a birthright that they have. And so they're talking about it. They're just sort of flipping the narrative. They talk about this as something that's a direct threat to their way of life.
Now, one of the things that's kind of interesting about this is because President Trump and Vice President Pence are there, NRA members are not allowed to bring guns in to the convention, right? How are they feeling about that?
You know, there has been, even among gun owners, there's been some sort of, you know, laughter and sort of raised eyebrows about that. Of course, it is the Secret Service that makes that call. It is not an NRA decision to you know, effectively ban guns from where the president and vice president will be. But yeah, you know, and the narrative from the NRA has been that guns make people safer, even in big crowds. But in this particular case, in this crowd, this will be one place where there will not be any firearms. Security here is actually very tight.
I remember covering an event, a rally that President Trump gave before he was president in South Carolina. And again, it was at a gun club, but nobody could bring guns in because the Secret Service was already protecting him at that point. Now, he's speaking later today. What are NRA members or gun rights advocates hoping he's going to say?
Well, what they want to hear right now is full-throated support from a president that they have backed again and again. This is, you know, his most loyal audience right here. And of course, after Parkland, the president, you know, sounded a very different tone. He talked about fighting the NRA. He accused lawmakers of being afraid of the NRA. He said he wasn't, and he called for a comprehensive gun control bill. You know, the NRA's leaders met with him privately, and the president backed away from that. But people I've been speaking to here say they really want to hear him lay his cards on the table and make it clear that that there's no waffling, there's no gray zone, that he's on their side and understands, you know, that they're not in the mood for negotiating or compromising right now.
Are the protesters making any noise today?
So far, the protests are small, but those are expected to build. You know, so this is a time when so far here in Dallas, you know, the gun owners have kind of owned the narrative, but I think we'll see bigger and bigger crowds. And perhaps now I'm inside the security area, now that we know the president is getting near, obviously, Donald Trump often attracts protesters. And so I'm sure there are more people outside.
And again, President Trump speaking this afternoon, just in the next couple hours. Vice President Pence will also be speaking there this afternoon. We'll be watching what's happening there at the NRA convention in Dallas. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann in Dallas for NPR today. Brian, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.